Barrick was only too pleased to do so. If it all went wrong, he could claim that he had not been kept informed about whatever harebrained scheme the Major had dreamt up.
Those responsible for the implementation of Marshbank's idea should not be blamed for their ignorance. Hardly anyone, least of all any subcontractor, has an interest in ancient history, or what it might tell us a score of centuries later. Until recently, people were never aware of a siren call from the dead.
Mobile phone reception in the area was terrible. Marshbank's conversation in the pub with Alsobrook had made that clear. Now he had the ideal solution to the land sale problem. It was beautifully simple. He contacted two firms which were in the business of putting up mobile phone masts. As he expected, both were interested in leasing the strip of land, heavily wooded though it was. Marshbanks went through the motions of applying for planning permission. It wasn't strictly necessary, as the mast would be on military property, but he knew the idea would be popular. The benefit to the community was obvious, and he wanted to be seen as the man who made it possible. The army would have no choice but to take notice when an officer with a public profile decided to retire. As he expected, the plan was given the go-ahead, despite some vigorous protests from a small number of residents. The most vocal of the group, Adam, had only recently moved into the area from Tiverton in Devon, and so could easily be dismissed as a newcomer. The group made vague, threatening noises at the public meeting, and then left to plot away from the eavesdropping media. Marshbanks lost no time in arranging an auction, which soon put more money into the MOD's account. Barrick took the credit and promptly retired to burnish his memoirs and await his knighthood. On his last day in the service, he wrote a commendation for Marshbanks, recommending a special award and an increased pension for such an ingenious officer. His conscience was clear. It was time for Marshbanks to consider his own early retirement.